Passionate, driven, enthusiastic, euphoric. This is who we are as entrepreneurs. But how we leverage these incredible attributes to dream and build businesses that scale and grow is what this podcast is all about. Hello, I'm attorneypreneur Josh Brown, and welcome to Franchise Euphoria. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Franchise Euphoria. Josh Brown here. And before we get to the actual interview today, I wanted to tell you about something I've been working on for the last probably 2+ years. As many of you know, I'm a franchise attorney, and I spend a lot of time helping people buy great franchise systems, or what I hope will become a great franchise system. And to that end, I spend a lot of time reviewing the legal documents, what's called the franchise disclosure documents, that every franchisor is required to provide to prospective franchisees. Well, over the years, I've realized a lot of really important elements of each and every franchise disclosure document, what's included, what sometimes is not included, questions to then take back to your franchisor, red flags, and perhaps most importantly, a breakdown of what these complicated legal documents actually say in an understandable format. Now, what I've done with that is I've created a guide and audio series. It's called A Lawyer's Guide to Buying a Great Franchise. And it comes with about a 50-page PDF that breaks down every aspect of the franchise disclosure document, and also comes with audio case studies that further breaks down some of the more important elements of the FDD. Now, of course, if you want to check that out, and I would love for you to do so, just head over to indiefranchiselaw.com/guide. That's indiefranchiselaw.com/guide. And of course, I'd be remiss without saying that this is not a substitute, nor is it legal services. It is an educational guide, but I really think it's going to help you along your journey in finding the franchise that's right for you.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Franchise Euphoria. Today, I'm thrilled to have on Craig Cody. Craig is a certified tax coach, a certified public accountant, business owner, and former New York City police officer with 17 years experience on the force. In addition to being a certified public accountant for the last 15 years, he is also a certified tax coach. As a certified tax coach, Craig belongs to a select group of tax practitioners throughout the country who undergo extensive training and continued education on various tax planning techniques and strategies to become as well as remain certified. With this organization, Craig has co-authored an Amazon best-selling book, Secrets of a Tax-Free Life. You can learn more about Craig at craigcodyandcompany.com. Hello, Craig, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Very psyched.
Well, really excited to have a subject matter expertise like yourself on the show. I think the audience made up of emerging business owners, emerging franchisors, growth-minded folks really can benefit from something, from somebody who has the type of expertise and background that you have. But before we dive in to all your wonderful tax advice and input, I've got to ask you, you've got a background. You were a New York City police officer for 17 years. How was that?
Oh, that was great. I had a good run. Kind of followed in the family business, and my son actually followed in that family business also. I went right out of college, kind of went up through the ranks, retired as a lieutenant, did a lot of wonderful things, met a lot of wonderful people, and here I am today.
And so you go from the action and activity of being an officer, and by the way, thank you for your service, to a certified public accountant. How did you always think that you did you wanted to become a CPA, or did you sort of develop that interest while you were on the force?
I always had that interest in business, but I did not know where in business I was going to wind up. I thought I'd wind up on Wall Street. I wound up in the police department, and, you know, gave me some time to kind of reflect and really figure out what I wanted to do. And, you know, I went from one career where I loved what I was doing to another career where I love what I'm doing.
Well, that's fantastic. And so, you know, it sounds as though you have your own CPA firm. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. We have a staff of nine here.
That's fantastic. And then you also are a certified tax coach, as I said at the outset. Tell me a little bit how the distinguishing characteristics or the differences essentially between, you know, what you do in your role as a CPA versus your role as a certified tax coach.
Okay. Well, the typical CPA is very good at putting the right numbers in the right boxes, and it kind of ends there. Okay. As a certified tax coach and a tax planner, what we do is, you know, we look for planning strategies where we could legally reduce our clients', you know, taxable income. So kind of like I like to say to people, when was the last time your CPA said, here's an idea I think will save you some money? Okay. And we flush out those ideas and we look what our, you know, clients are doing, and we figure if there's more tax efficient ways they can do those things and thus, you know, save them some money.
So are you finding that a lot of the clients that you serve with your CPA services are also signing up for your coaching services?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they go from the coaching side into the accounting side. Okay. So, you know, the value is sitting down with us and figuring out, you know, if I'm saving you $20,000 a year in taxes, you know, it's a natural progression to say, okay, well, I want to keep working with you because, you know, I may make more money next year and there may be other opportunities we can take advantage of.
Well, and so when you're working with, you know, small business owners and you're working with businesses that are looking to hopefully grow and expand, possibly add other outlets, what are some of the tax issues that you often see?
I would say the biggest issue we see in a startup is entity selection, choosing the right entity. Okay. Are they a C corp? Are they an S corp? Are they an LLC? Are they still a sole proprietor?
Well, and I think that, by the way, I kind of knew that was going to be the answer because you and I come at it from different angles, right? You know, from my side on the legal side, when I'm dealing with, you know, setting up companies for people who are buying businesses or starting businesses, it's always the conversation. Do you want to be an LLC? Do you want to be an S corp? It's not as often anymore than we're talking about C corps. But let's talk to the folks a little bit about this, because I think this is an area of confusion for a lot of people. So on the legal side of it, you know, I may advise people on, you know, you can set this up as a limited liability company and you'd be able to essentially limit your own liability within that framework. But then you as an accountant and from the tax perspective are going to look at it from a taxing perspective as opposed to from a limiting liability perspective. And I think a lot of people, when they first come to either an accountant or an attorney, don't think about it that way. They just think, well, what's the entity I need? And I say, well, you might need this entity for legal protection, but you need to talk to your accountant to determine if you should be taxed as, even if you're an LLC, should you be taxed as an S corp or should you just be taxed as an LLC? Talk a little bit about what kind of analysis goes in there.
Well, I think, first of all, it starts with the communication between, you know, us and the attorney. You have to have that communication, okay? Because once you do that, you've, you know, the client's in a much better spot. Okay. Then we look at, you know, how many partners or shareholders are there? What's the business like? Do they have any other businesses? You know, what kind of revenue they're going to be generating? What kind of savings may be involved if they are a certain type of entity over another type of entity? There's a lot of different things that go into it because everybody's situation is a little bit different.
Well, and then once you have gotten a little bit of the background information, do you then at that point in time prefer to work with the business owner's attorney, or do you make a recommendation at that point?
Always want to work with the attorney. Okay. Always want to work with the attorney. You know, it would kind of be, you know, foolish on our part not to want to work with the attorney.
And then as you're working with folks through these tax issues, I mean, I think one thing that's important to to share is that, you know, sometimes it changes, right? I mean, as you grow as a business and as you take on additional people, as you potentially take on additional relationships, affiliations, partnerships, so forth, and depending on the way you grow, it's important to regularly check in and make sure that you have a good working tax strategy for your business. I can't tell you the number of businesses that I work with, and they're in business for years, and now they're looking to grow through a franchise system and want to become an emerging franchisor. And you look over their history and you see how they haven't really taken advantage of the tax code to save themselves, frankly, a lot of money.
Right. Oh, most definitely. And, you know, and that's where we're different than everybody else. So most other people is when you work with us, you know, if you become a client of ours, we're working with you on a regular basis. We don't, you know, you don't just come see us in March or April. Okay. We don't work with those type of clients. Okay. If you're going to work with us, you need to work with us throughout the year. Okay. And you ultimately are the beneficiary of working with us, because I can't help you in April. I can help you, you know, the year before, but I can't help you in April. And like you said, businesses grow, things change.
Well, and so do you primarily work with folks in New York City? Or are you able to work with people all over the country?
We have clients as far away as Oregon.
Okay, wow. So yeah, coast to coast then.
So, yes, coast to coast. The internet's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's amazing what it does for, you know, professional service providers to be able to work with folks really anywhere. Tell me about, I think that's really interesting because, you know, it's a differentiator. Most accountants, most CPAs, most tax professionals, they have their busy seasons, right? And then beyond that, they get really, really slow. It sounds like the way that you're developing your business, like you just said, was that you're doing it on an annualized type basis, where we're only going to work with you if we have the opportunity to help forecast for you, help prepare you, help make sure that we are working with you every step of the way. How do you ensure that with your clients? Because there's this built-in sort of notion that two of the most expensive people that business owners can go to are accountants and lawyers.
Right. Well, as we talked about before, this is a second career. So when I started this business, you know, I wanted to be able to go away in March when my kids were off every March. Okay. So I could not have a factory type business where it was all going on in those first 4 months of the year. And as we grew, we just made sure if you're doing business with us, this is the way we do business. If you want to do business with us this way, great. If not, you know, we have to, you know, not work together. And, you know, ultimately the client realizes that, you know, by working with us and, you know, on a regular basis, it really benefits them. Okay. They don't have to worry about picking up the phone and think they're going to be charged, you know, a dollar every time they call us or whatever the number is. Every client is on a fixed monthly fee. Okay. So that's all that hourly stuff is out the door.
That's music to people's ears. I can tell you that. Craig, in the few minutes we have left, tell me a little bit about your book and how, you know, I know it's co-authored. So tell me about how you came up with the idea of Secrets of a Tax-Free Life.
Well, we took, I guess, about 10 or 11 different strategies that we use for various business owners. And a bunch of us that are in a group that I'm part of, we each wrote a chapter. And it's just a good way for people to see, okay, you know what? Oh, these are things that I can take advantage of. Has my accountant ever said anything to me about any of these things? Okay. A lot of times it's no. It's not always the accountant's fault either. Okay.
Yeah.
More often than not, it's really not the accountant's fault. And we decided to put the book together. It was great. It was an Amazon bestseller. And here we are today. We're actually in the process of writing a second book.
That's awesome. That's all. And so you're doing it the same way, which each person contributes a chapter?
Actually, this one I'm doing myself.
How's that been going for you?
It's going great. I think I'll be done probably by the end of this month.
That is fantastic. Well, you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on, which is great. I love entrepreneurs like yourself who are really finding different and unique ways to serve a market. So that's really fantastic. Tell me, what is really the number one piece of advice you would give to a business owner who's listening right now and saying to themselves, you know, gee, really, I only really have gone to my accountant to do my taxes. I don't really see the benefit in doing any kind of planning. I mean, what's the number one piece of advice that you would give to them?
What I would say is, you know, our average client saves at least $20,000 a year, okay, because they deal with us on a regular basis and we do tax planning, okay? So if you're willing to give that money up, then, you know, go ahead and give it up. But if you're not willing to give that money up, okay, talk to your accountant or talk to an accountant like myself.
That I think any business owner would certainly like to claw back $20,000. What's a good way or place for people to get a hold of you?
Okay, our website is www.craigcodyandcompany.com. And if you go to /euphoria, you can actually request a copy of our book. And our office number is 516-869-4051.
Well, that's fantastic. One more thing before we go, because I just noticed, and I was a little remiss in saying this, but do you have a podcast as well?
I don't have a podcast currently. We're working on that.
Okay. I didn't know if you had there was some reference to Onward Nation.
Yes, that's one of my favorite podcasts with Stephen Wissner. It's Onward Nation.
So you were a guest on that show as well.
Okay. I was a guest on that show, exactly.
Fantastic. Well, Craig, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on to Franchise Euphoria. I know people will certainly take your advice and certainly reach out to you, because, you know, every business owner, as I like to tell people, you know, there are really, you know, 4 to 5 key players in any business, right? You got to have a good attorney, you got to have a good insurance person, you got to have a good tax person, you got to have a good financial advisor. Right. I mean, if you can plug in those roles with people who you can trust, and you can do it in a way like you've set this up, where it's not something that they have to guess at what the cost is going to be. You're going to put them on a plan so they can budget for it. They can put it in their budget and they can actually see very real world savings. I think that's a fantastic service. So kudos to you and continue the great work.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you very much for having me. Yeah.
If any of the information you heard today you found meaningful, helpful, head on over to indyfranchiselaw.com. That's I-N-D-Y, franchiselaw.com. I've got a couple really cool white papers. One is what to know before you franchise your business. So if you're out there thinking about franchising your business and found today's episode helpful, go ahead to indyfranchiselaw.com and check out that free resource. Additionally, if you're thinking about buying a franchise, I've got a great resource on what to know before you buy a franchise. So head on over to indyfranchiselaw.com, I-N-D-Y, franchiselaw.com.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.